here's a story from The World.
Perhaps the biggest climate change news of the year came out this week. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced new carbon emission targets in a video address to the United Nations yesterday. He set a new long-term goal of reaching carbon neutrality before 2060. Here he is speaking to the UN through an interpreter.
We have to form quickly a green way of development and of life and build the ecological civilization and a beautiful earth.
The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler, joins us now. Carolyn, considering this is the biggest climate news of the year, just how big of a deal is it?
It's a big deal, Marco, for two reasons I want to talk about. First, from a scientific perspective, China is by far the world's biggest emitter of greenhouse gases. About a quarter of global emissions come from just that one country. So if China meets this target of reaching carbon neutrality before 2060, that could actually have a big impact on how much our world warms. It could reduce global warming by as much as half a degree Fahrenheit, according to the Climate Action Tracker, which, you know, that might not seem like a huge amount, but it actually makes a really big difference. And then aside from this climate science, this announcement's also important on the diplomatic front.
How so? Explain that.
Well, China and the U.S. together back in 2014 joined together to pave the way for the Paris Agreement. So they made this bilateral pact to cut emissions, announced it, and that sort of paved the way for the Paris Agreement. When the U.S. announced in 2017 that it was going to be pulling out of the Paris Agreement, there was this concern that, you know, with the U.S., the world's largest historical emitter, basically saying, we're not going to be a leader on climate change, China also wouldn't feel like it needed to do that anymore. China has long seen itself as having less historical responsibility to tackle this problem. And with this announcement from Xi Jinping, China is really stepping up and saying, we're going to be a global leader on this issue.
So this is a big shift for China. How real is the target, though? I mean, is this just talk from Xi Jinping? Because 2060 is a long way off.
It is, and we have no details beyond, you know, one line in a speech. So there's a lot of excitement and hope from the climate world around this surprise announcement, but there's also some skepticism. So two things to watch going forward. China will submit a new nationally determined contribution, so a new carbon-cutting target officially through the Paris Agreement process sometime next year. So we can look for details there. And we'll also have more details when China unveils its next five-year economic plan, which will govern the country's economic trajectory and energy starting in 2021.
What are you going to be watching out for moving forward, Carolyn, to see if this is really real?
A couple of things, both in terms of this announcement and then what China does domestically. First, what exactly Xi Jinping means here by carbon neutrality. That term usually refers to carbon dioxide, getting that down to net zero, and not other greenhouse gases. So what exactly he means by that. Also, how much before 2060 he plans to reach that target. Scientists say we need to be at net zero before that, by 2050, to reach the Paris Agreement goals. And then on the domestic side in China, if near-term policy changes really match the ambition of this 2060 target, and another tweak in policy that he announced yesterday, hitting peak CO2 emissions before 2030 instead of around 2030, which was the previous goal. Some background here on China, emissions there are still on the rise, and it's still permitting and building lots of new coal plants. So domestic energy policy will be another key thing to watch.
Right. We should remember, too, that some of the things to watch out for are not in China. China's a serious financial backer of energy projects well outside its borders.
That's right. And it's not clear if or how this new target would impact decisions China makes on financing energy or infrastructure projects outside of China. For example, the $1 trillion global infrastructure project, the Belt and Road Initiative. So, you know, emissions from a coal-fired power plant that China finances outside of the country don't count toward its carbon emissions, but obviously emissions know no borders. So these are all things to watch going forward.
The World's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler. Thanks very much.
You're welcome, Marco.